This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Thank you so much for being here. It is local talk, local issues, local radio at its very best. 86 degrees here in Central Virginia, an absolutely beautiful day. Brian Wheeler is live in studio. Was it just gorgeous out there when you were coming in?
Gorgeous.
Isn't it incredible, Brian?
I came up with many reasons to walk up and down the mall today.
I bet you did. Was it crowded? A lot of people milling? Were they doing milling?
There was lots of milling going on.
Milling about?
Spring break, it was a little more than usual, I think.
There was some pretty amazing milling up in Washington this past weekend.
Is that where you went?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I have to say, it's been a long time since I saw crowds like that, because I just don't put myself. I'm not a concert goer, and I don't go to big sporting events. It's been so long since I was in an environment where I was in a sea of people.
And you were walking up and down the mall.
We did walk the mall.
Did you do some museums?
We did the American History Museum. Uh-huh. My daughter saw the Star Spangled Banner for the first time. It brought tears to my eyes. I cry thinking about it. It was so cool to see her standing there looking at that flag.
Neat.
You know, yeah, it was very, very, it was a neat moment. I'll never forget it. And her one comment, she said, "It's beautiful." And I said, "You darn right it is."
But it seemed really busy.
The American Museum of American History was jammed.
Wow.
I mean, they have that whole pop culture exhibit. You couldn't even get back there. The line just to go to that part of the museum. You waited in line to get in to the museum. The line went down the street. And then there were lines inside the museum. It was insane. So we did what we could.
We went to Nashville for the weekend.
Get out.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Now, that's a long walk. That's some serious milling.
Well, it can be, yeah. But
You drive?
We drove, so it's about 9 hours. So we drove Friday.
Wow.
Enjoyed Friday night, Saturday night, and Saturday during the day. And then we drove back on Sunday. So lots
of
driving.
Wow, that is a lot of driving. Do you share? Does Gene say, "Hey, Brian, let me drive"?
Yeah, Gene and I both shared. Jean did most of it, though.
Really? She's a good driver.
She has trouble sleeping in the car, so she would rather just drive.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I can go to sleep easily.
Oh, yeah. I can, too. I'd be like, "Hey, drive, baby. There you go. Here's
the
wheel."
And makes her so mad, because I'll stop. My driving shift will end, and then within 2 minutes, I'm out.
That's great. Did you crank the radio, or?
It had satellite radio.
Oh, you rented it?
We rented a car.
Yes, that's smart.
Our cars are not in a position.
And you don't want to do that to your car. It doesn't cost that much to rent a car.
But
I
never used satellite radio, and that was kind of fun.
Oh, it's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have it in my car.
Yeah.
I listen to it all the time. I love it. It's fantastic.
But downtown Nashville, you know, you and I spent a lot of time in Atlanta, and Atlanta, big city.
Yeah.
And you know, it's an adventure to go into downtown Atlanta, or at least it was when I was there in the 80s.
Yeah.
And
be
and
careful.
Sure, it's changed a lot since then. But Nashville, I tell you, the hotel was, we were near the Vanderbilt University campus, and Nashville is right on the other side. And you could just drive for a couple minutes. I mean, it was like 5 minutes.
And you're through downtown.
To get either to Vanderbilt or downtown.
Yeah.
And you just park, and then you just start walking around, taking in all the sights.
Yeah. Do you go up on 8th Avenue? Is it 8th Avenue where all the country music studios are?
Well, I don't know if we hit 8th Avenue.
16th Avenue or something?
Broadway was one of the roads we came in on. I didn't really look at the street names, but they're places, you know, they're country music places.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Country music capital of the world.
And great barbecue. We had Jack's Barbecue.
Is it good?
Put some pictures up on
pork
Facebook.
Pork or chicken? What'd you do?
We did pork and beef.
Ooh.
Beef brisket. Now, Jean says I made a big mistake getting the beef brisket.
Why?
Because she got the pork, and she said the pork was amazing.
It was
funny. She sent me back in line to get more green beans. She said the green beans were just like grandmother's.
That's great.
So we had a good time, too.
Good stuff.
Speaking of malls in Washington, Charlottesville Downtown Mall is where I was a lot today.
Yeah.
And there's a new exhibit in the Community Design Center I wanted to bring to people's attention.
I got to go see that.
It's called More Than Just Bricks, a social and design history of the Charlottesville Downtown Mall. And I tell you, Coy, I have spent 20 years working on or around the Downtown Mall, so it's like home to me.
Yeah.
And I walked through this exhibit today and really studied the information. It's done by the UVA Architecture School. Beth Meyer is the project director over there and a professor at UVA. But I learned so much about the original design and some of the intentions that the architect Lawrence Halprin had for the mall and how it works. And I learned about things that he had in mind that didn't get built.
Because they didn't have the money, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was, his original plan was much more ambitious than what we ended up with, right?
It was. And two of the things that were interesting were at either end of the mall, he envisioned it being anchored by basically parks, public spaces. One of them was going to be at the CNO end of the mall, the east end of the mall, the CNO Plaza. And it was going to be this multi-level stair-step thing from up where the First Amendment Monument is today.
Yeah.
Stair-stepping down to the old CNO train station. But the cars were going to go underneath that. So it's almost like South Lawn, where the cars now are going to go under the South Lawn,
yeah.
the extension of the UVA College of Arts and Sciences. But Halpern had that idea for that end of the mall. And
Very cool.
And there'd be a water element there. And sort of like I saw in the exhibit how, you know, how people were frustrated with Cabell Hall being built to block off the end of the lawn.
Yeah.
Well, now the transit center and the amphitheater at the end of the mall,
they block off the
view
mall.
Of the mountains.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting to see some of his commentary, the architect Halpern, about how this terraced area was going to allow, you know, this unencumbered view.
You can see Monticello and Carter's Mountain. And,
right.
Is he dead?
He did pass away last year.
Yeah. Well, this is a nice exhibit in his memory.
And at the other end of the mall was going to be Vinegar Hill Park and have a lot of water features that you'd be able to play in and interact with. And another thing I learned, Coy, was that some of the water features, the fountains that are on the mall today, were meant to be so you could walk up to them and touch them and interact with them. Now, I talked to one of the guys working on the fountains this week. They are not on yet, but they should be turned on any day this week. They had to fix a few pipe problems. These were pipes not involved in the renovation, but pipes that broke, old pipes, you know, that whole infrastructure issue. So they had to fix a few pipes, but the fountains on the mall should be on soon. And that'll be a good thing.
Now, here's something. The fountain at Central Place, where they had the fire right before they started on the mall. There was a fire there, and it burned part of the buildings down in that block. And they didn't rebuild them. They just made a big Central Place there. That fountain is chained off.
It is.
But Halpern's design was that you'd be able to go down and put your feet in.
He wanted you to be able to dive right in and play with that thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're supposed to be able to get in the water down there.
And now it says no trespassing. And it's got
what's up with that, Brian?
I assume it's some, you know, legal issue, but
that ridiculous.
The architects from UVA put up pictures of another Halpern fountain, and it looks like, you know, Mount Everest by comparison.
Yeah,
and it shows people above and below the fountains, and actually it looks quite dangerous. But this is in some other city.
Yeah,
and basically the UVA folks were, I think, poking fun a little bit at the fact that this fountain was deemed as dangerous.
Well, I know Boston has that big fountain that the kids play in. That's, you know, shoots in water. It's massive, you know, and there's water everywhere. And people sit around it and have lunch, and kids run in and out of the water. And, you know, I've never understood why in Charlottesville that tiny little, you know, puddle of a fountain is chained off, and you're not allowed to go near it.
And I learned that the bricks at the bottom of that fountain were originally excavated from the old
street.
Main street.
Yeah. Oh, that's very cool.
And that was something
one of those bricks.
One of the original Main Street bricks from 1976?
Yeah, one of the folks I interviewed years ago gave it to me.
Now, in 1976, the only outdoor cafe on the mall was in front of the Nook. And in one of the exhibits, they have some historical photos, and there's a narrative with oral histories. And you can watch these photographs with the oral history. It's quite interesting.
Cool, cool.
So there's this one shot where they're zooming out from the Nook, and you can see cars parked right in front of the Nook. It was so surreal. And then they fade into showing the big trees in front of the Nook today.
Yeah.
But now cafes occupy...
See, if you were on Facebook, Brian, you would know that a couple of weeks ago I posted some 16mm film to my Facebook page of Main Street before it was closed
off.
Of cars going up and down Main Street and... Yeah,
Be playing that same movie down at the Design Center. So that exhibit will be up all of this month and next month, and would encourage the public who are
it sounds fantastic
interested in the downtown mall's history to go down there. And I do have to admit, I feel a bit violated now because
why, Brian?
When I walk up and down the mall, I sort of weave around. You know, I don't take one straight shot down one side of the mall. I sort of weave around. You know,
you're a weaver as you mill.
I am, but you know what? That's what Halpern wanted me to do.
What do you mean?
That was his design. He designed it so I would do that.
So
I feel violated because he had that
in
his
in your
plan.
Head. He's in your head, Brian. Well, I know back when I was a Cub reporter at the Siva Weekly in the 90s, I know the big controversy was all the new outdoor seating that the restaurants wanted. Because originally, like when we moved here, you know, in the late 80s, that wasn't there. The mall was wide open. It was a lot bigger. You could put a lot more people milling.
Right. They didn't want those cafes there.
Right. That was not part of this original design.
That's right.
But the mall has been sort of privatized.
Yep.
Increasingly so by these restaurants who want this outdoor seating, so there's much less space, public space, to enjoy the mall.
Now 20% of the downtown mall is covered in those in cafe space and vendors.
Interesting.
20%.
Interesting. And I mean, it definitely adds to it, but I will tell you, I'm not one of those people who goes down there to, when I go to the mall, I don't sit outside and eat there. I'm a miller. I walk. Mill about.
Oh, I love sitting down and eating out there.
Where do you go?
I go to all different places.
I like going to that, what's the place? Gosh, I can never remember any names anymore. What's the place where you get the good fried chicken and the broccoli?
Bijou.
Eppies.
Eppies.
Now, I like Eppies. That is good food. Kids love it, too.
Bijou has good fried chicken, too, yeah. With mashed potatoes.
That is good. But you can sit outside of both places.
Sure. Rapture, the Nook.
Now, we should note, if we're talking about the history of the mall, many people may not remember, but I did dig this up in the archives. The mall, the downtown mall, is actually the idea of the Chamber of Commerce. The Charlottesville Albemarle Chamber of Commerce came up with the idea. They announced it publicly for the first time Halloween weekend. It's in the front page of the Daily Progress, 1959. The Parking and Transportation Subcommittee recommended to City Council that they look into the idea of creating a pedestrian mall on Main Street. And it's because Barracks Road was opening, and the chamber said, hey, we got to do something downtown. And not until almost 20 years later would they have that mall. But I think that's neat because it sort of shows how Charlottesville was not an also-ran and just throwing a mall in because somebody else was doing it. There really was this idea that Charlottesville was out in front of this idea. You know, they came up with the idea in the 50s.
Well, and it's turned out amazingly great.
It's still one of the best malls in America, isn't it?
It's great.
I like it down there. I like Barracks Road, too. And I like Tyson's Corner Mall. You ever been there? I went there this weekend.
Why would you drop the Tyson's bomb?
I'm sorry, but Brian, wow. Now that's a mall.
That's not the kind of mall we want around here.
No, it's not a pedestrian mall, but I'll tell you what, that's a mall. Goodness gracious. And I saw, I took my daughter to see this movie about the dragon, How to Train Your Dragon. That's as good as Cars or Up or Toy Story, if not better.
Is it 3D?
It's 3D and it is fantastic. Great story. Good visuals. I would see it again right now.
Oh, good.
Fantastic movie. If you got any kids, anybody under like 50 in your life, you're going to love that movie. Or maybe under 70. It's a good one. I really liked it. So why don't we take a quick break? And when we get back, what are we talking about?
We're going to talk about water rates, the cost you pay for water, and also industrial zoning in Albemarle County. There's some changes afoot, and I want to bring people up to speed on that.
We'll do it, and we'll get this first quickly with from our own Jay James.
Tonight on WINA.
Release the Kraken.
You live your life with some passion, no matter what you got going.
20 yards away, steps forward, switches to the left hand.
It drops the hammer.
You know, you got to be good, but you got to be lucky. And we earned it.
The Coach's Show's return with Brian O'Connor at 6 and Dom Starzia at 7. Live from Cheeseburger in Paradise with their 20 flat-screen televisions, food and beverage specials, and a whole lot more.
What could be coming, Coy? Anyway, that's the news. The Albemarle County Service Authority, they had a board meeting. They had to reflect upon what rates came down from the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority. The RWSA just has those two customers, Albemarle County, City of Charlottesville, and the University of Virginia buys its water from the City of Charlottesville. So the Albemarle County Service Authority has set rates that it wants to take to a public hearing. They have to announce these 60 days in advance. Public hearing will be held in May. But the good news is if you're a residential user of water, the rate's not going to change. And what is going to change, though, is the fee developers pay to connect to the water and sewer system. Now, you remember that was in the news last year because the rates went up dramatically for the developer community. And they were sort of blindsided by that because when the public hearing was held, they didn't show up. And they sort of found out about it after that public hearing was held. And then they showed up and they begged the Albemarle County Service Authority to delay last year's rate increases. This year, they're going to go up yet again. And what that's about is the county, the service authority trying to recover cost for building out, you know, the infrastructure to connect up new subdivisions. Some interesting,
because the water board has to build the infrastructure in for these new subdivisions so the developers can plug into them.
Right.
And so they're saying, if you want to build out here, you got to help us pay for, so the public isn't subsidizing your private development, because that's what it is, basically.
And before last year's increases,
and we still subsidize it like crazy anyway.
Before last year's increases, just to give you some sense of the change, it was about $1,000 to connect a house, let's say, to the water system. And now it's being proposed to go up to, well, this current year went up to $1,600. I'm using round numbers. Next year it's proposed to go up to about $1,800.
But so, from what I've read, that's still cheap. I mean, when you compare what people are paying, what developers are paying in other choice areas that are really growing, like a Loudoun County or Prince William County.
Well, now you're thinking of sort of proffers, cash proffers related to
home. I'm thinking of what they pay to plug into the water.
I don't know what the connection fees are in other localities.
I thought they were a lot higher in those places.
I don't know. It's a good question. I'll look into that.
That would be neat, so that we have apples to apples.
Now, we
here.
Have looked at apples to apples on the cash proffers a developer has to pay to mitigate.
Yeah, we're still really cheap there.
The cost of development. And ours have gone up significantly. But this is kind of interesting, Coy, because, you know, in isolation, you're right. Is that a lot of money in the grand scheme of a house? No. But if you're a developer putting in 200 of them and trying to, you know, make the case that this is a good investment to your investors, you need to know the cost. And one of the things the developer community always says is, just give us some expectation of what these prices are going to be.
So we can run our numbers. Yeah.
So we can run our numbers.
Yeah.
And what they're saying is the numbers are going up for next year. If you're a developer.
But that said, it's not like the developers are rushing to build all these homes now anyway.
They're not. And that's another set of numbers that came out, Coy, in our story last week. Last year's budget was based on 170 new connections in Albemarle County. They set their budget saying, we're only expecting 170 what they call equivalent residential connections. So not necessarily 170 homes. It could be apartments and things like that. So in effect, 170 new connections, but actually only 153 were built in the county last year. This budget is being based on a different number, which is 205 connections. So if you're looking at that as a metric of where people think growth is going to go, the county
is expecting it to go up a little bit.
Is expecting it to go up a little bit.
Why is that, you know?
Well, you know, I think maybe just people are positive. How much worse could it get, Coy? Maybe that's where we all are right now.
Did you see the Kohl's? Did you see they broke ground on the Kohl's?
I did. I saw. Was that in the Hook blog? I think I saw a picture.
Yeah,
on the
I
Hook
called
blog.
It in.
Did you really?
I called it
nice
in.
Job.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm like, Kohl's. I'm standing out here. They're moving dirt. They're actually building this Kohl's.
I saw that in Nashville.
What's his name? Who's the developer of that whole place out there? What's his name?
Wendell Wood?
Yeah, he was out there in his truck. Uh-huh. And I walked up and said, hey, how you doing? What's going on? He said, we're building it.
He did say, he's back involved in the project. He was out of, he started Hollymead Town Center, I think sold out of parts of that, but now he's back into it. He told the
interesting
some group I was watching the
he
other
told
day.
Me that the Kohl's has to open their door by October 1st. That's like part of the deal.
Hmm.
So
they got to get working.
They got to get going. Well, you get like, what, 6 months? I mean, And what's hard about that? Construction-wise, it's a big, you know, it's a big cinder block cave, basically. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy. It's just a big box. Do you go to Kohl's over in Waynesboro?
I don't.
It's a nice store. Yeah. They got housewares and clothes. And
so what's it comparable to in Charlottesville?
Oh, Lord. JCPenney?
Hmm.
It's like a JCPenney.
Okay.
With better prices.
Mm-hmm.
He said ignorantly. I don't know. I mean, I assume it's better prices. It could be more expensive. I don't know. But I have been to a Kohl's and I bought clothes there. And I bought pots and pans there too. They were having a special. They were nice.
Good tip, Coy.
We're talking with Brian Wheeler of Charlottesville tomorrow. We're going to take a break for local news and weather. When we get back, what's this about the county, Albemarle County?
We're going to talk about a proposal to change where you can have heavy industrial development in Albemarle County.
Oh, yeah, it was just a matter of time. You knew that was
heavy
coming.
Heavy industrial development.
Coming to a Crozet near you, I bet. We got that coming up in just a few minutes.
Come experience the finest collections of furniture at every...
And get up to a $1,000 rebate or special term financing with low monthly payments. You may also qualify for up to $1,500 in federal tax credits. For complete program eligibility details and restrictions, call Albemarle Heating and Air at 434-465-6466.
It's hard to stop a train comfort specialist. He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
87 degrees in Central Virginia at 37 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. 5:37, I'm Coy Barefoot. This is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great Easter. It's Monday, April 5th. Brian, can you believe it's April already?
I can't.
It's already April.
I can't believe it's April.
Summer's going to be here before you know it. Kings Dominion's already open, Brian.
No, it's not.
Kings Dominion is open. And the I just saw today that they're setting up the carnival in McIntyre Park. They're here.
For the Dogwood.
The Dogwood Festival Carnival.
Dogwood Festival.
They're setting it up now.
Isn't that late April? When does that start?
I have no idea. Leon, can you find out when that is?
You should know when that is.
Let me know when the Dogwood Festival starts. It's I guess it's on the Charlottesville website.
Because there was some concern whether they could have it in McIntyre Park.
Oh, they're setting up.
And now they're setting up.
They already got the Ferris wheel up. It's just a matter of time. Boy, that's expensive, too. You ever been to that? You spend as much there as you would go into Kings Dominion.
I went to it a long time ago, and I went on that brain scrambler, whatever that thing is.
Brain scrambler.
Where your back is up against the wall and it's spinning around, and then it goes vertical on you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just a puke machine.
It was.
Did you have to leave because you felt so sick?
I felt pretty bad afterwards.
See, we've reached that age, Brian. We're the park benches are for us now.
Unfortunately, Coy, that was about 15 years ago. So I can't use that excuse.
Leon said the Dogwood Festival starts on April 12th.
Wow. Okay.
So we're just a few days away from the carnival. Have you ever done that ride at Kings Dominion where they hook you up and then they say 1, 2, 3, fly, and then they let you go and you swing on that big swing?
I have not.
Oh, man.
That sounds fun, though. I like those.
I would never do that. I'll go to the roller coasters, but I'm not doing that. I couldn't do that.
What's that thing? What's the force of nature called when you're
centrifugal?
Centrifugal. It's the heavy duty centrifugal force machines that really get me.
Well, they had the one at Kings Dominion years ago in the volcano called the Time Machine.
Yeah,
and it's when you spun around and then the floor dropped out.
Oh, I remember that from Six Flags in Atlanta.
They had it there too.
As a kid, I loved that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right.
I think
it's my age.
But then you get a certain age and it just makes you sick.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
Love roller coasters, though.
What's your favorite in the world? The Great American Scream Machine?
That was a good one.
Great American Scream Machine. That was my first roller coaster.
Me too.
Yeah, really?
Sure. I mean,
you look familiar. I thought you looked familiar. I remember you. Remember at night when the Scream Machine would just be full and you could sit up there and look down and where the lines are and it's just people going back and forth and they would have the monitors up and you could watch the people getting on the ride? And
yeah, I do.
Fun stuff.
And the Mindbender was my first loop roller coaster.
Indeed.
And that both of those are at Six Flags in Atlanta.
My first loop was the Loch Ness Monster at Busch Gardens. Summer of 77, I want to say. Mm. It was 78. Whenever it was brand new, we went that first summer. Good stuff. And that's a double loop. It's a loop within a loop, Brian.
Speaking of Mindbenders.
Yeah. Tell us about a little local government.
There's this thing that's going to come up tomorrow night, Coy, in front of the Albemarle County Planning Commission, and it got my attention because I've been involved in industrial zoning issues, let's just say, over the past decade. And what we have in Albemarle County are two different types of industrial districts. You got your heavy industrial, and you got your light industrial.
Okay.
And heavy industrial districts, if you read the zoning, it says, that's a place for factories and businesses that, quote, have the nuisance potential and will therefore be subject to intensive review.
Like this cement-making place down here on Harris Street.
That's in the city.
They dump all their stuff into Shanks Branch, yeah.
Yeah. Because, as you drive by, I don't know what it's like for the neighbors that live there.
It's loud. I lived right across the street for many years. I lived on McIntyre for a few years.
So you got...
It's loud. You can hear that thing all day.
So with any industry, you have to worry about sounds, vapors, smells... things leaving the property, right?
Indeed.
So that's heavy industrial. Light industrial, however, is those things that, might be able to operate adjacent to residential or commercial zoning.
And not bother you. Which is like what's a light industrial?
Light industrial could be a lawnmower repair shop, office. You could build an office. Today, you could build an office in light industrial. You could have a storage yard for, landscaping equipment, things like that.
Like a nursery. A Snow's or an Ivy nursery. Yeah. That's light industrial.
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's kind of light industrial business. So what is in front of the Planning Commission tonight? They're not going to make a decision tomorrow, but they'll probably will take public comment on this if you want to go give your thoughts. But it's called a resolution of intent. And Coy, what that means is that they if they pass this, they would then pursue changing the zoning. So this is sort of a yes, no, do we want to change this? And then if we do want to change it, let's figure out the best way to do it. So what they want to change is to allow some heavy industrial uses that are not allowed in light industrial to be allowed in light industrial if you get a special use permit. So if you get special permission from the Albemarle County Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors.
Well, this is big because you're talking about you could potentially have some manufacturing type, factory type facilities located near neighborhoods.
I think it is big. And they say that they are making this change at the request of the Board of Supervisors following the action in January when they had a new agenda, when a new majority took over on the Board of Supervisors. And also, at that time, they were reviewing a study of industrial land in Albemarle County, the inventory of how much light and heavy industrial land was available. That survey concluded that there are about 200 acres of vacant land zoned for light industrial uses, does not include the UVA research parks, and then about 40 acres of land available for heavy industrial use. So, you know, there's only 40 acres available right now. Other big heavy industrial users, actually the only big one I can think of, is the Yancey Lumber Mill out in Crozet.
Yeah.
That's a big heavy industrial spot.
Or Luckstone. That's like heavy industrial.
Quarry is probably
heavy industrial.
You might have the list in front of you there. We were pulling it up and looking at it during the break. So, Coy, you mentioned cement plants. And one of the things we found out from county staff today is that it might be more appropriately called a concrete mixing plant. In the past, that's been thought of as heavy industrial, and it's the only place you could put it in the county was in a heavy industrial site. But today, with new technology, Wayne Sillenberg with the county told us that there's actually not a lot of noise and dust in a brand new cement mixing plant. And so that's something that in the past, you might have said, no way can you put that next to houses and other businesses in LI. But with a special use permit, with new technology, what a zoning change would allow if this goes forward is for a use like that to move into a place where otherwise it wouldn't have been able to.
This is a can of worms.
And
I'm going to call it right now. This is a can of worms because it's not like they operate in a vacuum. You got trucks going in and out of these places, going right past all these neighborhoods. So I don't understand why the you know, Rodney Thomas and Dwayne Snow and Ken Boyd are wanting to open this up when you don't have anybody asking to do it.
Well, we asked if anyone specifically had been asking for this, and both the staff and county government we talked to today said that there was not a specific application.
So there's no like businesses that are saying, "Hey, I got to do this."
I think, Coy, it's more to the point of supporting economic development and making sure that there are more places for more businesses in Albemarle County.
Oh, so I see. So if you make it easier then for these type of facilities to be here, then maybe they'll want to come here.
And their idea would be broaden the tax base, more jobs. And so I think that's where it's coming from. Now, you're right. What will the citizens who live near these places have to say? And based on my experience in working on the Faulkner construction project out in Ivy back before Charlottesville Tomorrow and when I was PTO president at Murray Elementary, you know, that was a big concern. And that industrial park in Ivy on Morgantown Road is all light industrial. And some of those uses have coexisted just fine. Mailing Services of Virginia used to be out there.
But the neighbors, and you were one of them, were fighting that because all the trucks going back and forth in front of the school.
In that case, it was viewed as a heavy industrial use coming into a light industrial park. The community lost in court because the court said they agreed with the county that actually Faulkner was a light industrial user. So at the end of the day, that one was deemed to be light industrial, so a round peg into a round hole.
Yeah.
The community viewed it as a square peg, heavy industrial use coming into a round hole. And now what
the county wants to do is make it okay for the square peg to go in the round hole, just as a matter of course.
With a special use permit. And so even if that was rejected by the Planning Commission, guess what? It could be appealed to the Board of Supervisors.
And they got the votes to do that, yeah. It's really interesting.
So we're going to have a story in tomorrow's paper, I hope, that will talk about this. And then, of course, Tuesday night we'll be covering that meeting and telling you what the Planning Commission had to say about it.
Good deal. Good deal. And remind us now the meetings and the calendar so we know what's
We got a couple things coming up. Tonight, City Council is having their second budget work session. Not work session, but public hearing. So if you're a city resident or county resident, because your dollars are also going to the city of Charlottesville,
indeed,
as we know, you can go give them some feedback on the city budget. That's tonight at 7 o'clock in City Hall Chambers. Tomorrow night, the Alamar County Planning Commission meets, talks about this industrial issue and about the Crozet Master Plan. They're having their first work session on the Crozet Master Plan update. That's at 6 o'clock tomorrow night in Lane Auditorium in the county office building.
Whatever happened to the Crozet Master Plan? There's going to be a new library, a new shopping center, sidewalks.
Well, you know, the library, they're trying to get federal funding. They're trying to get an earmark from Tom Perriello.
Really?
Tom is all about earmarks right now. Did you notice?
No.
Really? Yeah.
I thought he was against those.
Oh, no. I don't think so. At least not. There was a long list of earmarks he's trying to get for, you know, road projects and the library and Crozet. And
interesting.
I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying it's interesting given all the discussion about earmarks. And
Yeah.
But of course, there is no money to do these things locally. So
yeah, it's not going to happen with local money because it doesn't exist.
Might as well look for earmarks then.
Yeah. Or no, years ago, they were talking about they were going to tear down the Crozet Pizza and redo that whole shopping center.
Yeah, you know, I don't know where that project is. That's still being discussed, and I think part of it has been approved, the part over near IGA.
Yeah.
But I have to check my notes on that. The Board of Supervisors will meet on Wednesday at 9 in the morning. They're done with their budget discussions now. They've advertised a tax rate. Wednesday morning is all about adopting the tax rate, and everyone expects they will adopt
74.
The current tax rate, 74.2 cents.
So then taxes, the tax payments are likely to go down then because your property values are less.
Right. On average, property values went down, I think, 2 to 3% on average. Mine went down like 12%. I'll be getting a big reduction in my taxes.
There you go.
So that's a little bit of what's happening this week.
Good deal. Brian Wheeler, he's the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow. And don't forget the new exhibit on the history of the downtown mall is this month and next month at the Charlottesville Community Design Center, located in the Market Street parking garage. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Coy.
Let's get a Market Watch update. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
Dependable business news is only 60 seconds away. Right here on News Radio 1070 WINA.
Overwhelmed with credit card debt, falling behind or barely making minimum payments, or are you just tired of making minimum payments and getting nowhere? Last year, President Obama and our government took bold steps to bail out our banks and to stimulate our troubled economy. And now that the Wall Street banks have your hard-earned tax dollars, where is the relief for Americans struggling with credit card debt? If you owe $10,000...
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.